So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and I want to start off by saying, wow. Wow. It has been a wild last 72 hours, maybe not 72 hours. For those of you who don't follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you probably aren't aware of this, but I had my poem, You Are Who You've Been Looking For, get shared by Goalcast, which is a really large network of inspiring and motivational videos and content. And it went viral. It went really viral. It got 24 million views in the first 24 hours. At the time of recording this podcast, it is up over 40 million views at this point. And as you might imagine, for something like that, it has created very large ripples. There has been a massive influx of energy as a result of that. I imagine that a lot of you who are listening to this right now may have found this podcast through that poem indirectly and coming across my content because you first saw that poem. So I want to welcome all the new faces, new family to this tribe, this growing tribe of heart-centered warriors. So thank you for listening. This podcast is designed and created to essentially just open up the conversation around topics that are, you know, kind of behind closed doors, stuff that most people may not be talking about or thinking about. And it started 2 years ago when I was traveling the world with some friends of mine, and we were having these powerful discussions. We were discussing things like the meaning of life and if there was such a thing as an absolute truth or if everything is just subjective, and these really crazy conversations that we were having over dinner or lunch and pretty much just anytime, everywhere. And then I went home and I was speaking to a lot of my friends that I grew up with, and the conversations were centering around, you know, football and what people were doing at work. And it just wasn't the same depth of conversation. And I realized that I take for granted, or I did at the time, take for granted the conversations that were really pulling me forward that I was having on a regular basis. And so the idea of this podcast started with, wow, why don't I just let people be a fly on the wall for some of these conversations? And so I'm very blessed to have had some amazing guests on this show. And then I started doing these musings, which is just me. So there is no guest. So if you're waiting for a guest to show up, I apologize. It's just me. But that's a deep dive musing where we dive into what's going on in my mind and what I'm musing about. So welcome to the deep dive. Thank you for being a deep diver, because that's what you are right now. Thank you for being a part of this soul family, this tribe. If you haven't seen The Art of Choosing Love yet, I encourage you to check it out. Go to theartofchoosinglove.com or search on YouTube. It is the behind the scenes personal development based conscious reality show that is my life in so many ways. So today's episode is unique because I put out on the last musing for people to do a couple things, tag me in some posts on Instagram, and they would get to pick the next topic. And so I had one of my deep divers, Sarah Blomquist, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Sarah, and she requested that I speak about contrast. And so, Sarah, this episode is dedicated to you. And contrast, my relationship to contrast, I believe that contrast, another word for that being polarity, is quite possibly the only absolute truth in existence. I believe that when we look at existence itself, there was the void, there was pre-Big Bang, there was pre-existence. If you look at stories of in the Bible of, you know, God's creation story, even at first there was nothing. And so depending on if we look at it from a religious context or if we look at it from a scientific context of a kind of singularity point where nothing existed, or if we look at it from a polarity contrast perspective of everything started at a certain point, you have contrast, you have polarity, you have nothing, and then you have something. Somehow, some way, something came into existence, and that something wound up being the universe. It wound up being existence. And so to me, contrast, and if I use the word polarity during this episode, know that it's the same to me. Polarity right now is the only absolute truth that I currently believe. And so based on the fact that creation itself has existed as the result of a polarity, the fact that existence itself creates polarity, I believe that we live in a world that is based in polarity. It is based in contrast. It is a law of existence itself. And where this can get really tricky, I think, because in kind of the New Age spiritual community, there's a lot of talk about, you know, the light and the dark, the shadow, and how there's this growing, I don't know if it's a movement, but there's this growing opinion that I see a lot around the necessity of shadow, the necessity of darkness. And I believe in the necessity of contrast. I believe in the necessity of polarity, but I do not believe in the necessity of darkness. I don't believe in the necessity of shadow or evil in that way, because you don't need it to be a massive scale of polarity. And what do I mean by that? I mean, if you have the number one, the moment you have 1.1, you have contrast. You don't need the number one and the number 1,000,000 and everything in between to have contrast. The moment you have one and 1.1, you have contrast because you have two. You have two points. And so how this applies in our own lives to personal development and self-growth is, are you feeling like you need pain to grow? Are you feeling like you need the darkness and the struggle to expand? Because a lot of people buy into that belief. A lot of people believe that the only way we grow is through struggle, that the only way we grow is through pain. The only way we learn is through some sort of discomfort. I personally believe that when we exist in a state of contrast or a state of polarity, you can have a massive amount of bliss and ecstasy and joy and happiness and all of that. And then you can have states of that that are less intense. You can have a state of, oh, I'm okay. And then a state of, oh my God, I'm so freaking happy. I'm bursting at the seams. And that provides you contrast. You can use the state of being okay as motivation, as inspiration to say, I would like to get back to the state of bursting at the seams with happiness. And that contrast of knowing that there's something more, of knowing that there's another state of being that is more desirable to you, having the experience of not being in that state allows you to say, I'm going to change something. And the decision to make that change will lead to a shift. And that shift will adjust who you be, how you feel, the frequency at which you vibrate. And in today's day and age, if you think about the axioms that we hear in society so much, right? No pain, no gain, forged in the fire. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. These things that we've been taught and we've taken on from such an early age, it keeps us in this state of feeling like the pain, the suffering, the difficulty is a necessity. And I want to encourage everyone listening to this to really look at your belief systems around that. Because I know that for most of my life, I have believed that pain is the thing that motivates me to keep going. That the discomfort is a absolute necessity in order for me to shift. But that has changed actually a lot in the last 6 months when I've taken on this idea of play as personal development. As I've taken on the idea of I can exist, if we're looking at a scale from 0 to 100, and 100 is the absolute highest state vibration of happiness you could possibly exist in, I don't need to know zero. It's not required for me to know zero or exist at zero in order to want to go to 100. If I'm existing between 75 and 100 all the time, I can be at 75 and desire to be at 100. And because I'm at 75, still make the decision to change something. I can still look around at my life and say, this is so beautiful. I am so grateful. And I would like to have more money in the bank account. I would like to feel like I'm living my purpose. I would like to feel more flexible in my body or have less pain in my body or have a relationship in which I'm not compromising my belief systems in order to please my partner. All of those things are okay to desire, and everything else that you desire is okay to desire. And it's just important to recognize that you don't have to wait until it's so painful or so uncomfortable to desire a shift. And so contrast can literally happen between the numbers of 99 and 100. You could be Jesus Christ, the highest state of consciousness that you can possibly imagine, if it's Buddha or Jesus or Muhammad or whatever it is that you believe, and say, okay, did Jesus have desires? Did Muhammad have desires? Even if it was just, wow, today I'd like to eat something besides bread. I'd like to have some fish instead. Can you have desires? Absolutely. And what allows for that desire, it doesn't mean that you have to be unhappy with the bread to desire the fish. You don't have to be unhappy in your relationship to desire a deeper level of connection. When Azri and I broke up after 9.5 years together, I was not unhappy in my relationship. But I recognized that both of us, we were desiring something more. We didn't even necessarily know what that was at the time. It's becoming more and more clear in hindsight. And we could feel that. And so many people wrote us in the beginning and said, why would you throw away something that was so good when there's nothing wrong? And that idea in my mind is tied to this idea that there has to be something wrong in order to shift. It has to get to a point where it's so uncomfortable that we have to make a shift. There's almost like no choice. And I recognize that in my own life, that has been the case. It's had to get so uncomfortable that I was willing to dive into the unknown in order to change. And now I've been committed. I've been committed to, wow, life is so beautiful. I'm not going to lose the appreciation, the gratitude I have for what I'm doing on this planet and how I feel. And I still desire to create more impact. I still desire to have deeper and deeper levels of love in my life. I still desire to be more flexible and have less pain in my body. I desire so many things. And none of that implies that I'm unhappy in any way. And so contrast, polarity, is so valuable. It is the thing that allows us a reference point for what we'd like to shift, how we'd like to feel. It's critical. In many ways, it's the foundation of how we exist at all. Knowing that we're breathing here on this planet, we're constantly in contrast. We have a polarity just in, like, when I look at the laptop screen in front of me, I know I'm not the laptop. I'm looking at the laptop. So there's a polarity of there's this thing in front of me and then there's me. There's this person I'm speaking to and then there's me. And we're connected on many levels, and there's a polarity of existence because I'm not thinking that person's thoughts right now. I'm not running this operating system as this laptop right now. And so we exist in contrast, we exist in polarity, and it's really, how do we choose to relate to that contrast? How do we choose to use that contrast to pull ourselves forward? The level at which we want to be pulled forward, the level at which we desire to shift in our own lives, is going to call more and more contrast in, because the contrast will allow us to see where we can go and how we can shift. Now, if we're attached to the idea it needs to be painful and hard, that's what's going to show up. So as you go about your day, as you go about your week, as you go about your life, start to pay attention to what is the type of contrast that you're calling in. And when you see it, are you allowing it to flow through with ease and grace? Are you allowing the little bits of contrast to spark you and motivate you to continue striving for that 100 that you desire? Or when you see the contrast, are you allowing it to fester and wait until that contrast gets so painful and so hard that it forces your hand? In the poem that went viral, there's a line that says, "This life, you can be a lover, not a fighter." And so I encourage each and every one of you to take that on. Love life. Flow with life, dance with life. Don't resist, don't fight. The resistance only leads to suffering. Thank you for being a part of this tribe. Thank you for being a deep diver. Thank you for being on your own journey of love, of growth, of being a giant permission slip for other people to do the same. I appreciate you. And I want to remind you that always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.